Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we have news on Tesla's Cybertruck, price changes on Tesla's solar roof, some news on the Tesla Semi, and a couple other stories as well. Quick look at the stock to start off the week, Tesla finishing down 1.2% on the day to $611.29. That compared to the Nasdaq down 0.6%, as we head into a relatively busy week this week. So on Wednesday, as a reminder, that's the last day of Q1, and it's also expected that President Biden will unveil his infrastructure plan on Wednesday as well, which could be pretty meaningful for Tesla and the broader automotive market in general. After that, and within 3 days of quarter end, we should see Tesla report Q1 delivery and production numbers. I expect that to be on Friday, but it could also be on Saturday. All right, first up here, we've got an interesting rumor about the Tesla Cybertruck. This is from Holmar's catalog, a message he has received. I'll just read it in full here, and then we can discuss. Quote, just was told by my neighbor who works at Tesla who's going to move to Texas to work on Cybertruck. Guess when they told him he needs to be there to start punching the clock? June. Right now they are doing the pilot production line and planning details here in Fremont on how the line will operate. They are converting prototype to production line procedures for Cybertruck right now in Fremont, so when the stuff goes in Texas, they just show up and implement the plan with the same team here. End quote. So Holmars tweeted that out saying bearish if true, just wanted to note the sarcasm on that in case that was lost on anybody. But somebody else jumped in and replied on that Twitter thread saying they had heard something similar from another Fremont employee. Also adding, quote, yeah, he said they merged SNX lines for the refresh and had some empty space with no purpose and decided to do that, end quote. Testmanian today also reported hearing similar things, but there could be overlap in terms of the sources there. So take that for what it's worth. I would rate this as pretty believable, though. I think it falls into that bucket of kind of too weirdly specific to be made up. And with how new this production process is going to be for Cybertruck, it definitely makes sense for Tesla to try to get a head start on that right now at Fremont. I think the June date there makes pretty good sense. We had seen previously that the project schedule for Giga Texas had the first substantial date of completion as May 1st, 2021, and that was never a date for actual start of production, but more so a date for when production activities could commence inside the factory. Obviously, the same sort of logic would apply to the June date here. That doesn't mean start of production for the Cybertruck in Giga Texas. It would still likely be some months after June. The point of doing it ahead of time in Fremont would be to reduce whatever that number of months is. While whatever they're doing right now in Fremont is probably not that expensive, this did remind me of a comment that Zach made on the Q4 earnings call, talking about their recent capital raises and the additional flexibility that gives them. He said, quote, we are also using the money with respect to our investments in future capacity. And so what we're able to do now that we haven't had the opportunity to do in the past is, as we're building capacity, particularly in Austin and Berlin, we can build that capacity with the expectation of what the end state of capacity will be, pulling forward some of those investments, rather than incrementally adding capacity as we go along. And so this is an important part in terms of capital efficiency that we haven't had the luxury to do in the past, end quote. So there Zach is referring more to capital expenditures and accelerating those capital expenditures so that Tesla can just have more machines producing more vehicles more quickly. But the additional liquidity and capital cushion that Tesla has gives them the comfort to be able to do more things like this. Part of it is multitasking. Tesla no longer is at a point where there's one critical thing that the company needs to do to be successful, that the entire company's attention must be on. It's no longer just a one-leg stool. And then part of that is just having more capital. They can be a little bit more risky in terms of their investments earlier because they don't necessarily need to see a return as quickly. All right, next up here, we've got some pretty big news on a Tesla's solar roof. It looks like they have significantly increased the price on solar roof. It's always a little bit tricky to classify these because the pricing is a little bit dependent on the project in the case of the solar roof. But Electrek did report on this, said they've heard from a number of different readers that they have had their prices increased on their quotes, and that does look to be the case to me as well. So back in September, we had talked about this on an episode when Tesla had actually dropped the price a little bit on the solar roof. We had a couple screenshots in that showed Electrek seeing a $55,000 price quote prior to incentives for about a 4,000 square foot, 12.3 kilowatt solar roof. Fast forward to today, and Tesla has changed the order page a little bit. They're now including roof complexity, so simple, moderate, or complex, and even selecting simple, doing that same size roof, also at 12.3 kilowatts, if I put in a location in California, is giving me a price before incentives of $79,900. This does show power walls on the order page, but this is before power walls are included. So in this case, just on the roof alone, that's about a $25,000 price increase. But again, every project is variable. In this case, it's about a 45% increase. So this is a big difference. This might be the biggest price increase we've ever seen from Tesla on any product. So a couple of thoughts here. First, we know that solar roof has been dragging down the overall Tesla energy margin. This is one of my biggest takeaways from Tesla's annual report, the 10K that they filed a couple months back, about energy margin, which fell this year. They said, quote, gross margin for energy generation and storage decreased from 12% to 1% in the year ended December 31st, 2020, as compared to the year ended December 31st, 2019, primarily due to a higher proportion of solar roof in our overall energy business, which operated at lower gross margins as a result of temporary manufacturing underutilization during product ramp. Additionally, there were lower gross margins in our solar cash and loan business from reduced average selling prices as a result of our low-cost solar strategy, partially offset by lower materials and manufacturing costs, end quote. So that's the entirety of their statement on the gross margin decline in energy. Entirely solar-related, primarily solar roof-related, nothing there about energy storage. So to drag the total energy gross margin from 12% to 1%, that means that in 2020, solar roof was a significantly negative margin product for Tesla. So unfortunately, I think this significant of a price increase probably is hinting that the solar roof ramp is probably still not going all that well, meaning Tesla is not bringing the cost to produce down as significantly as they had hoped by this point in time, leading to the price increase. So hopefully we'll hear a little bit more from Tesla on the call. Again, I think this would be another good area to ask a question about, because this doesn't look like the best news on solar roof to me. Now, it's possible that Tesla just has too much demand and they finally decided to raise the price, but you could have made that argument many, many quarters ago on the solar roof. And yet, even during those periods, we had seen Tesla drop prices. So that's not really consistent with how Tesla has been on the solar roof itself or on other product lines. The other angle that may be worth considering here would be that as we approach Biden unveiling the infrastructure plan, perhaps Tesla would be doing this in anticipation of a portion of that plan. That could be a contributing factor. I do think those other things are more likely. And the counter argument to that point would be that Tesla for rooftop solar, so solar panels, at this point in the US, Tesla has held the prices there. All right, next here, we've got a couple of updates on the Tesla Semi. James Stevenson on Twitter asking Elon how the Semi is coming along, and what year do you think we'll see the Follow the Leader driverless platooning? Elon said, quote, "We are too cell constrained right now, but probably okay next year," end quote. So definitely a little bit of a confusing response there from Elon. Obviously, the guidance on Tesla Semi from the Q4 earnings report was that deliveries will begin in 2021. We also talked last week about Pepsi expecting 15 to be delivered to them this year. There have been rumors about Tesla maybe starting production with 2170 cells this year at Giga Nevada, maybe as early as Q2. And then in the last couple of weeks, we've also seen Tesla publish promotional material for the Tesla Semi on their Twitter page. So maybe Elon is saying no semis this year. Maybe he's just saying not enough semis this year to make platooning worth it, but maybe next year. Either way, it ends up reading a little bit confusing, so hopefully we'll see some sort of update on semi-deliveries still being this year on the Q1 earnings report. For what it's worth, on precedence of whether or not they'll mention it again, last year on the Q4 earnings report, Tesla said they expect to produce a limited number of semis in 2020, and then on the Q1 earnings report last year, they said they are shifting their first deliveries of the Semi to 2021, though of course that was in the midst of the pandemic. The other news that we have on the Tesla Semi comes from an Electrek report that a company in California called MHX Leasing has placed an order for 10 Tesla Semis. Now, obviously, that's a drop in the bucket, but the other details behind this are what are more interesting. The first being that this sale is being facilitated by a nearly $2 million grant from the Mobile Source Air Pollution Reduction Review Committee in California. With this infrastructure bill looming, we may see a lot more things like that. The second is that this purchase will involve also two megachargers, which, interestingly, sound like they'll be purchased and operated then by MHX. Now, it's been a while since we've heard anything about megacharging. This is obviously Tesla's charging solution for the Semi. And initially, it sounded like Tesla would plan to install these and operate them similar to the supercharger network, where they're just selling the electricity back then as it's used. And at least from this release, it sounds like this could be a little bit different of a model. Now, perhaps this is just a one-off with this company. I think there are probably some private businesses that have private superchargers as well. But it'll be interesting to follow that and see if we hear any more about the other companies that have ordered Semis, and see if they're planning on purchasing and then installing and operating their own mega chargers. Next, we've got an update on the upcoming electric vehicle from Mercedes-Benz. This will be based on the S-Class called the EQS, so this will be a top-of-the-line sedan. Mercedes over the weekend released some more information, specifically video and shots of the full interior, including the 56-inch screen across the dash. So a couple things here. The EQS will launch in the US market in fall of 2021. Mercedes is going to be unveiling the full details on the EQS on April 15th, so just a couple weeks from now. I think the interior is definitely a step in the right direction. This display, I don't know how into it I am, and it is actually three screens, so I'm not sure exactly how cohesive that's gonna look in real life, but it is optional, and there are photos now of the interior without that option, and to me it looks really clean. There are very few buttons now, with I guess the steering wheel being a bit of an exception to that, but clearly things moving in the direction of Tesla for Mercedes' flagship sedan. Obviously, plenty of differences between the interiors, really just speaking to the user interface there. We'll check back in on the EQS when we get those full details, again on April 15th. The next story here, this is on Volkswagen. I can't even really believe that we have to talk about this one, but there was a press release from Volkswagen today that came out mistakenly because the press release was actually labeled for April 29th. I wish it had been labeled for April 1st, but this press release said that Volkswagen will be changing the name of its US operations to Volkswagen of America. V-O-L-T-S, Volkswagen. According to CNBC, quote, the release said Volkswagen of America would remain an operating unit of Volkswagen Group of America and a subsidiary of Volkswagen AG, with headquarters in Herndon, Virginia, end quote. So thankfully, I don't think this means they're actually changing the brand or how they would refer to the brand in America. On branding, CNBC just says that they would have a lighter colored VW logo for electric vehicles versus a darker colored VW logo for gas powered vehicles. Hopefully VW is just having some fun with their company name as an entity, which at the end of the day would be inconsequential. If that's the case, I'm fine with it. Go ahead, VW, get your attention. Great move. If they're actually changing their brand name in the US to Volkswagen, then I'll have a different opinion. The leak definitely didn't seem intentional, but I don't know, maybe they were putting that out there to gauge the reaction. I guess we'll find out the full story in a month. All right, last couple of things for today are on the Boring Company and SpaceX. We'll start with the Boring Company. As we've talked about in the past, it looks like there is a developing project potentially between the Boring Company and Miami. So Miami Mayor Frances Suarez just flew out to Vegas, looked at the tunnel system they have going there, and reportedly now believes that an even larger tunneling system than what had originally been discussed between Musk and Miami might be ideal. Quote, after seeing it, I even think it's a better idea to do something even more comprehensive, end quote. So definitely some excitement there and traction and support in Miami. We'll definitely keep an eye out for any updates on that. And lastly today, just an update on Starship SN11 for SpaceX. They were not able to conduct that test flight today because the Federal Aviation Administration inspector was not able to reach Boca Chica on time. So that has been postponed, Elon saying to no earlier than tomorrow, which is general terminology for launch timing. So hopefully we'll end up seeing that tomorrow, but they say no earlier than for a reason. That'll wrap it up for today then. As always, thank you for listening. Make sure you're subscribed and signed up for notifications. You can also find me on Twitter at Tesla Podcast, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, March 30th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.